This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. You can bring up whatever is on your mind. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And Vincent, you and I, and Matt, actually, who joined us on last week's after show that we did on Wednesday evening, late Wednesday night, after the radio show, Free Talk Live is over, we go Twitch only, Twitch being our video streaming service, where you can watch for free over at twitch.lrn.fm. You can watch the radio show on Twitch, but that's also on the radio, so there's certain things you can't say on the radio, and some of our Twitch viewers just don't seem to get that, and they want to come on and say words that we just can't allow going on the radio.
Or maybe they know that's exactly why we're doing it. They know because we can't afford to allow air that.
Could be. But we have the technology to make it so that doesn't air, and we've tried to explain it to them, and they just don't seem to get it. That's one of the reasons why we have this after show. It's like, hey, you want to say the F word on this show? Well, you can't do it on the radio, but you can do it on Twitch, because Twitch doesn't care about that. Now, there are a few things that Twitch does care about, but the amount of censorship is much lower. So, therefore, we call the show the Twitch-only version of the show, Freer Talk Live, and that will be tonight at just after 10 p.m. Eastern Time on twitch.lrn.fm. You're going to stick around for like an hour of it, because you've got schooling and stuff to do tomorrow. So to bring you up to speed, in case you're just tuning in here, Vincent, we've been talking about a story from, I think it was PJ Media, that is trying to kind of counter the propaganda that's out there about so-called global climate change.
Well, not just counter, it's exposing the propaganda and the methods of how the UN and all the, because that's what's really behind the whole climate change phenomenon. The UN is behind it because it's just another way to control people, right? By having, if you have a global court, you're going to have a global tax. I'll just continue here.
Well, the more fear, the more power the government can have.
Oh, absolutely. And what better fear-mongering tool to use than to say the world's going to flood, the world's going to end. It's going to be like water world. As MIT professor emeritus of atmospheric meteorology Richard Lindzen said, they reach a consensus before the research even began. The consensus, quote, proved the hypothesis was correct, regardless of the evidence.
That's not how you prove something. Like, you don't prove something in science by pointing to all the people who agree with you. That's not actual proof.
To reinforce the point, the UK government hired Lord Nicholas Stern, a British economist, to produce an economic review of the impact of warming. Instead of doing a normal cost-benefit analysis, as any non-political economist would do, he produced what became known as the 2006 Stern Review, which only examined the cost. So in this case, it doesn't. This is just where they say the cost of climate change is this. So that's if you've ever heard that said before, I imagine this is where it comes from. If Stern and the IPCC did a proper study, they would find that the impact of cooling is much more, never saw this word before, deleterious to all life on Earth.
Like destructive, basically. Deleting.
Especially humans. Anthropologists tell us two great advances in human evolution gave us more control of a cold. Fire and clothing both created microclimates that allowed us to live in regions normally inaccessible. Consider the city of Winnipeg with three technological umbilical cords.
Is that Ontario? Where is it? Winnipeg?
Winnipeg is in, I believe it's in Manitoba.
Oh, okay.
With three technological umbilical cords, the electricity from the north, the gas from the west, and the water pipeline from the east. Three grenades set off at 2 a.m. exactly on January morning with temperatures of minus 30 degrees Celsius would render the city frozen solid within hours.
Oh my.
Between 1940 and 1980, global temperatures went down. The consensus by 1970 was that the global cooling was already underway. And
this was the ice age fear, right?
Lowell Ponte's 1976 book, The Cooling, typified the alarmism. Quote, it is cold fact The global cooling presents humankind with the most important social, political, and adaptive challenge we have had to deal with for 10,000 years. Your stake in the decisions we make concerning it is of ultimate importance. The survival of ourselves, our children, our species. Change the seventh word to warming, and it's the same threat
same
heard
thing.
Today.
Yep.
The big difference is that cooling is a much greater threat. To support the claim, the CIA produced at least two reports examining the social and political unrest aggravated mainly by crop failure due to cooling conditions. The World Meteorological Organization also did several studies on the historical impact of cooling on selected agricultural regions and projected further global cooling. And I'll add to this, I remember back when I was in high school, they had the teacher had a presentation in one of the social studies classes saying that the rise of ISIS was because of global warming, right? Because like because of higher temperature, aside from the environmental impact, higher temperatures make people angrier. And there's just
that's ridiculous.
And there's just one. Yep, but
really, well, that actually happened.
In my back in high school, and that's why the biggest amount of garbage is put a propaganda is put through the schools.
ISIS has nothing to do with the fact the U.S. government went over into the Middle East and bombed the crap out of a bunch of innocent people, creating terrorism. No, that's not it. It's just because it got warm. That's why these people are mad now, because it wasn't hot in the desert before that.
Nope. The sad part about all of this is that there was a strategy that governments could and should have adopted. It's called game theory, and allows you to make the best decision in uncertain circumstances. It requires accurate information and the exclusion of a biased political agenda.
Good luck with that.
Yeah.
I mean, look, whether it's the Republicans or the Democrats, they all have a bias, and they all have a political agenda, which is why the government isn't the solution here. If there's a problem... And I don't know if there is. I don't believe that there is. But if there is a problem with, you know, the environment, the government is the last group you want to turn to try to solve that problem. Because the government always makes matters worse. Whatever it is that they try to do, it nearly every single time, it creates unintended consequences. Many of which of those unintended consequences are actually the opposite of their original purported intentions for whatever program. Whether we're talking about something like the war on drugs, where you end up with more dangerous, harder drugs out there, or the war on poverty, which of course has done nothing but increase poverty. You know, a war on global warming would probably be absolutely devastating.
Oh, it's like this movie, and I don't know if I believe in predictive programming or not. It's a movie called Snowpiercer, where in effort to combat global warming, the governments of the world release a bunch of chemtrails in the atmosphere to decrease cooling, and it works too well, causing an ice age. So, and I mean, if you don't, you know, I mean, obviously there's things like HARP and DARPA, and there's all sorts of, you know, there's all sorts of crazy stuff the government could do to change the, to try and change the atmosphere and try and change the climate.
Well, HARP's a crazy kook conspiracy.
Well, but I mean, I say HARP, I haven't looked into it. I'm just saying that, like, it's a weather thing, right?
So that's the claim.
That's the claim. So
that's
even though it might not be HARP might be, it's like a diversion, but the government definitely, I mean, you know, if the government's able to create, like, hydrogen bombs, government's definitely looked into how to change the climate.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they've tried cloud seeding and things like that.
Absolutely. And some places, like, there's actual official things talking about releasing chemicals into the atmosphere, which is a great idea. I'm being sarcastic.
But that doesn't really happen. I mean, there have been a few real-life examples of them.
Well, we're talking about it. Do you really think it's implausible to say that if there's such a hysteria for global warming that people will demand the government
They'll try some crazy crap.
It's like, problem, reaction, solution, Hegelian dialect.
Now, did you ever see The Matrix?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Because in that movie, they scorched the skies, right?
And it didn't work.
No,
well,
it caused the
it made
unintended
it worse.
Consequences.
It made it worse.
Yeah.
The first accurate information is that cold is a greater threat and more difficult adaptation than to warming. After all, if you prepare for warming, as most governments are now doing, and it cools, the problems are made 10 times worse. However, if you prepare for cold and it warms, the adjustment is much easier. The current cold weather across much of the world should prompt us to re-examine climate realities, not the false, deceptive, and biased views created and promoted by deep state bureaucrats through their respective governments.
Is that the story?
Yeah, okay, hold on. Promoted by deep state bureaucrats who respect governments.
Toll free number tonight, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. This week, Vincent, Can we talk about what you did? You did a big kind of thing at college. Can we talk about that a little bit?
Yeah.
Because I've got a related story. I've got a story about the media, specifically print media. Moving into the world of digital. The toll-free number is 855-453 and how it's not really working too well for the magazine business. There's more coming up here. This is Free Talk Live. Bring what you want.
Smart Cash is a peer-to-peer digital currency that is fast, secure, and easy to use. Smart Cash is building a foundation that can support daily transactions for people everywhere. One feature that sets Smart Cash apart is the Smart Hive governance model and how the community can vote to fund the best projects with block rewards stored in the Smart Hive project treasury. Unlike other cryptocurrencies with voting systems, Smart Cash allows everyone to participate. One smart equals one vote. Learn more at smartcash.cc. Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.Global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.Global, drop your personal crypto wallet addresses on the setup page, and then load the app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.Global. AnyPay.Global.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio is great for direct response with its low cost to listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, mark at freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, and you can dial toll-free to bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Also, we have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
It's Vincent.
Will Chris Cantwell be banned from the LRN.FM Discord tonight? Yeah, he's joined apparently as outlaw conservative. We do have a rule on the Discord that you're not allowed to be racist. I guess we're not banning racists anymore. We're putting them in the toxic room. So for those of you who haven't gone to check out the Discord, go to discord.lrn.fm. We have it there 24/7. You can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners. It's free. It's one of the cool services that we have. And the rules, I've loosened up a little bit recently, because it used to be if people came in there and started posting racist stuff in the On Air Now room or in any of the other rooms, they would just get straight up banned. Because you don't want to have somebody having a negative experience like that when they come into a server. You know, because when you join the LRN Discord, it drops you into the On Air Now room. And if there's just a bunch of people spamming racist crap in there, that's kind of an undesirable experience for most people. So it used to just be a straight up ban. Now I've loosened up a little bit. I'm letting them stay, but only as toxic users, which restricts them to the toxic user zone. So they can still post their garbage. It's just they can only post it in the toxic user zone. So will Chris Cantwell make it through the night without actually being labeled a toxic user? He says the outlaw conservative character is not a racist. All right, good. So if he stays in
stays in character
in his new character, then he should be good to go. He should be safe there in the On Air Now room. So you never know who's going to show up in the Free Talk Live Discord over at discord.lrn.fm. It's one of the free services that we provide to you, so please enjoy that. Coming up, I'm going to get into the print business and how they, on Free Talk Live, we're in old media, right? Like, even though we're on Twitch at twitch.lrn.fm, even though we've had a podcast since podcasts were created in 2005, before that we had archives, before there was a podcast to deliver those. So we've got 2 feet in both worlds, right? Like, we got 1 foot in the world of old media on the radio. We got 1 foot in the world of the new media on the internet. And we've managed to do all right doing that. Some of these other old media giants are having a real tough time, specifically the print industry. And we've been following this on Free Talk Live over the last decade plus, following the decline of newspapers, the decline of magazines, and watching as they struggle to try to embrace new technology in order to stay relevant in an era in which their level of competition is unprecedented. Used to be that if you were the local newspaper in town, there might have been a TV station or a few radio stations, but most of the time there wasn't another daily newspaper to compete with you, except in the biggest of cities. And now there's competition from all over because of blogs and because of all of the various different international news websites that are available to people, most of which are providing free content. What's it done to the magazine business? Well, it has is beginning to decimate the magazine business as well. It's appropriate. I've been holding on to this story for a while, Vincent. And now that you're here, you've had a little bit of experience in the world of print. You were the news editor until just this week.
Yes.
Of the local college newspaper. So we're going to get into that coming up here. But first, let's go to the phones and to Sarah in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah.
Yes. I just want to say that, calling the radio show Free Talk Live and the local show is work because I have accomplished a lot of great things by calling in the radio show.
Yeah, what have you accomplished?
Well, I want to tell you, I have accomplished a lot of things. So,
okay, give me the top three.
I accomplished more than three. I don't know, but...
Well, we don't have all night to go through your laundry list, so just give us a couple of them.
Okay, well, I put in a new hawk light, and I have talked about the pedestrian crossing signals. Remember that you press the button...
You think that was... Wait. How is it that you believe that was your doing?
Well... the thing about it is that I talked about that hawk light at least 30 times on the show. And then I also talked about it.
Do you call? Hold on. Do you? Yeah. So you do call local talk radio as well.
Oh, So yeah, Saturdays and Sundays, the local stations also.
So you believe that by promoting the pedestrian crosswalk lights, these hawk lights as you call them, that because you were promoting it on the radio is what made it happen?
Well, you know, I believe it so. It just helped push it because the radio is very powerful means to reach people. You know that. I mean, because
sure.
they advertise on your show. I mean, they pay how much do they pay you? They pay you a lot of money.
No.
I don't know.
That's the myth about radio is that it's actually a good paying career. It's not, actually. It's pretty hard to make money at radio. You've got to be in it for at least a decade or a decade and a half before you can actually start making a decent living. But it's not by any means, you know, big money. You've got to be like Rush Limbaugh levels to really be able to, you know, make millions or whatever off of radio. Look, I may be on the radio, Sarah, and I may agree with you that it is a good medium for communication, but at the same time, I don't believe that I'm going to change anything significant. I mean, wouldn't you say that you've got some hubris here?
Well, you know, I was talking about the advertisers. I was not talking about you. I know that you have ideas freedom and secession and the
yeah, I mean, we've been talking about freedom for years on Free Talk Live, and it hasn't done a damn thing to change, you know, anything. As far as, yeah, we've changed a few people's minds. Yeah, some people have moved to New Hampshire, and we're starting to see some changes happening here. But that's not because Free Talk Live is on the radio. I mean, probably the movement, well, I mean, arguably we did have an impact on the Free State Project signer numbers, so we did have some kind of impact on that. But as far as, like, influencing politics, no.
But
we don't really have any effect
on that. The thing that I accomplished is that I've been trying to ban the bovine growth hormones here in Albuquerque. And I wind up, I was on the local TV shows and the council meeting and also the calling in the radio show. And we finally banned it. And it was supplying our school. So that was accomplished by...
No, wait a minute. When you say you've banned bovine growth hormone, does that mean that farmers with property in Albuquerque cannot use bovine growth hormone? Or does that mean that the schools in Albuquerque cannot buy products that were furnished by companies that use bovine growth hormone?
Okay, so the supplier for our school milk was Dairy Queen.
Dairy Queen?
Yeah, and they're actually from Dallas, Texas. So the farm is in Dallas, Texas.
Does Dairy Queen have a school milk division?
This is why there's obesity, well, a childhood obesity crisis. Dairy Queen's given school lunches.
I got the name wrong. It's a local dairy of, I don't know what it's called. I'm getting too old.
So they were using bovine growth hormone, and they're now not allowed to deal with the schools, is what you're saying.
Well, they stopped using it altogether. It's a very pure...
See, you're
going to
save the earth,
like
Sarah. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I do appreciate the thoughts that, you know, radio is more powerful than it actually is, but it's not that powerful. More coming up.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
A doctor's office visit for erectile dysfunction on my smartphone? That's crazy.
No, that's the best EDpill.com. ED can affect 40% of men by age 40. Now there's a 95% less expensive option than Viagra. After a live confidential video consult with a fully licensed doctor, we ship medicines fast, free, and direct in discreet packaging. Read thousands of five-star reviews. Click the best EDpill.com. That's T-H-E bestEDpill.com. The online doctor's office.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As much of the country is dealing with record cold temperatures, folks do need to be alert. Dr. Tom Waters is an emergency physician at the Cleveland Clinic. He says frigid temperatures can escalate into hypothermia quickly.
Initially, they're a little excited. They're shivering. They may be stomping their feet and moving around a lot, but that's usually followed by what we call a slowing phase, when they start to get lethargic, maybe slurred speech. They start to have a little trouble walking.
That audio courtesy of Fox 2
WJBK in Detroit, Michigan. In his annual State of the NFL address, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell addresses a controversial no-call at the end of the Saints-Rams game.
Now, there's solutions for this, and I'm not suggesting that. That's what the committee has to focus in on. What are the solutions? What are the unintended consequences? And come up with something that we think can keep the competitive nature of our game, but also improve officiating.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunlight Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free. Join us here if you want to take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Look, I wanted to clarify something I said to Sarah just a few moments ago. She was talking about how she has accomplished so much by simply calling talk radio, because radio is a powerful medium. And I kind of downplayed the power of radio. I want to clarify. So, like, radio, you can reach people, okay? There's no doubt about it. There's a lot of people in America and around the world who listen to the radio. Even today, where there's, you know, all kinds of alternatives, there's podcasts, there's live streams, you know, you can pop a CD and people still have those. Or, you know, listen to MP3s or the streaming audio services. There's so many different other options. But there's still a lot of people, like I think it's over 90% of Americans every single week will, you know, will listen to some amount of radio. So there's still a good amount of market penetration. There's no doubt you can use radio to get a message through to people. So it's effective at reach, okay? Radio is effective also at frequency, meaning that you can hit somebody multiple times.
Sorry. Excuse me.
Oops. I'm laughing because for those of you who aren't watching the Twitch feed at twitch.lrn.fm, Vincent is mimicking all of my hand motions. Anyway, so you can reach people with radio. There's no doubt about it. But that doesn't mean you're going to be able to change their minds. You might be able to reach them and inform them of some sort of new thing that's out there, a new product or new service. And if that person needs that thing, or maybe they didn't know they needed that thing, or they didn't know they wanted that thing, and it makes them aware of it, it could increase sales, for sure. It can increase awareness of a certain thing. There's no doubt about that. But is it going to change the political outcomes of a country? No. And anybody who's a talk show host who is that hubristic, that much full of themselves to believe that them getting behind the golden microphone with one arm tied behind their back is going to somehow change the country's viewpoint? Well, listen, just look at the reality.
Listen, folks, this broadcast has started the Second American Revolution. This broadcast got Trump elected. Hubris, yeah. Hubris is
kind of
call it.
Yeah, that's the kind of hubris.
Well, I mean, even take, since you mentioned golden microphone, Rush Limbaugh for, you know, what was supposed to be the red wave or blue tsunami in the past midterms. Rush Limbaugh actually did a, I believe he was scheduled to, at least, he did a rally with Trump. And okay. I don't know if
was this after he was elected?
After Trump was elected? Yeah, yeah, this was last year's midterms.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that specific district was won, but it was, you know, it changed nothing, right?
Well, right. Rush Limbaugh showing up. Right, so Alex Jones, who you're imitating a moment ago, takes credit for electing Trump. Does he also take credit for electing Obama? Because he was on the air during that. I mean, did he also take credit for electing Bush? Because he wasn't a fan of either Bush or Obama. Back then, he was anti-establishment.
Well, I'd say, you know, Jones, it would be fair to say that Jones, I wouldn't say won Trump the election, but, like, he was very instrumental in getting what used to be a very hostile demographic towards the both parties and mm-hmm. getting them riled, and people who allegedly care about freedom, getting them riled up to vote for just, you know, a number, right. You know, what someone else who's been funded by billionaires, also Sheldon Adelson in Trump's case.
But he failed to, you know, get the Republicans in 2018, right? Like, it's just ridiculous. The idea that you're going to have some sort of sweeping sea change because somebody gets behind your microphone and broadcasts. So, again, it's sort of a two-sided thing. You're not going to change the world necessarily, but yeah, you can reach people with a message. The question is, are people willing to receive that message? Are they interested in the message? Are they in the right place in their life to hear that message and have it actually have a meaning to them?
Well, and take the mainstream media, the destroy Trump media, fake news, whatever you want to call it. 91% of media coverage of Trump during the election, probably more so now, was negative.
Sure.
And there's still half a country supporting
him. And they didn't stop him. For all the S-talk that they did towards Trump, they didn't actually seem to hurt him at all.
Every night, every day, constant right. editorials, all of prime time just talking about it, and he still got elected.
Right. You can't blame somebody who has a media at their fingertips, whether it be newspaper or whether it be television or radio, for trying to use that medium. I mean, that's what we're doing here, right? Like, we are attempting our best to influence people. We're propagandists, okay, just as anybody else is.
Speak for yourself, man.
You are absolutely a propagandist.
No, I'm not a propagandist. I tell the truth, man.
You can propagandize the truth.
Well, no, I mean, I don't propagandize anything. I see it how it is. I say it how it is. If I'm wrong, you know, I'll correct myself.
Well, propaganda is basically just promoting information. Now,
well, there's different types. There's yeah. white propaganda, black propaganda, gray propaganda. There's all sorts of, like, mind war stuff.
Information, ideas, or rumors deliberately spread widely to help or harm a person, group, movement, institution, nation, etc. You can have propaganda that's false, and you can have propaganda that's true. Either way, if you have a goal of, you know, achieving something by getting that information,
well, my
out
goal,
there, it's propaganda.
Well, for, like, Questioning Authority, the show on Saturdays 10 p.m. Eastern at LRN.fm. It's
that's your show, yeah.
My
new,
goal,
new website, right?
Don't
you
oh yes, shyfreemedia.com. Yes, thank you, Ian.
There you go.
My goal is to do an entertaining show, have people enjoy it, and you yeah. know, just to get people to know about what's going on with the police
right.
state. Let people know how they're being poisoned by the chemicals in the food and water and medicine and environment. Let them know how evil and corrupt and how evil and corrupt the government is. So that's
right.
my point. I don't want to say, oh yeah, I want all these people to know all this information so then they could vote Trump or so then
no.
they could buy my stuff at my store. No, it's just I want this information to get out there because the best, you know, it might not always be the best selling point, but you know, the best content you could put out there is the truth.
I tend to agree with you there. The toll-free number, if you want to join us on the radio, you can do that. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Now, let's get into this story here that I've actually been holding on to for, I don't know, most of a month. It's about magazines, specifically new ways of distributing these old publications, that many of which have gone out of business in the last decade or so. I forget which Newsweek? It wasn't Time. I forget which one it was. One of those newsy magazines completely went out of business, or they went digital only, one or the other. And I'm sorry, I'm not remembering which one it was. But here's a story from Bloomberg. Because, again, the ones that remain are trying to stay relevant. They're trying not to hemorrhage subscribers. They're trying to move over into the new world.
Rebrand. I just pulled up Newsweek since you asked. Mm-hmm. I can't read anything about it collapsing, but it's, you know, for a lot of these places, for losing profitability. Yep. And in order to prolong the inevitable, for merging, for rebranding, for doing all sorts
of... Some of them are going internet only. I feel like it was Newsweek. Maybe they went internet only, but...
Which ain't going to save them, because BuzzFeed is internet early, and they're, as I said, you know, they're circling the drain.
Yeah, I heard they fired a bunch of people, right?
Yeah, I was going to get to, you know, cover it on the last show, but I didn't get a chance. So, you know, even just going on the internet won't save you, just because, and as I say, a lot of this is fake news, a lot of it's just propaganda or clickbait, and even though that might seem like it gets you a lot of views, it's like using, like, cocaine. You feel really great, right? They get a lot of views at once, but then it's unsustainable, because people are going to get tired of it, it's not very good,
and it's hard to sustain the old media staffing levels, too, because, you know, if you're doing digital advertising, people expect more results because you can see how many people click through. For instance, you didn't get that with the old magazines with a page, you know, advertisements on the pages. You had no idea, really, generally, what the response rates were like on those kinds of ads.
Well, and with technology, it makes things easier for one, at least in my experience, one person to do many things. Like one week, I was able to do three different stories in just one week, getting all like nine interviews, just three separate stories.
This was as the news editor of the local college paper?
Yeah, which is above and beyond, not, you know, but I was, you
which
know,
isn't
I was
a real newspaper, right? Because it is it's a real subsidized. Newspaper. I mean, it's real as in it's physical. It's a real thing that gets printed, but it's not in the marketplace.
No.
Okay? It doesn't exist advertising.
It is treated as a class, and it's a way to teach. It's like a teaching moment.
That's all
people,
it is. Yeah.
But it works as a real newsroom does work.
Sure, sure. And for teaching purposes, but it's not funded in the way a newsroom is funded, right? They don't have to sell ads. If there's no ad in any issue this year, it won't be the end.
Ads are important for the budget, but they don't have to.
Right. There's more of the way here in moments. We'll talk about what magazines are desperately trying to stay relevant. We'll explain coming up.
From the first letter of Captain Mark. History is full of flowery documents claiming to limit the power of the crown, but these poetic social contracts have been impotent to prevent the predation. Limited government is a lie they use to keep us submissive. The crown cannot be trusted to abide by its founding charters, nor its treaties, nor even its own rules. The essence of the crown is centralized violence, and I've had enough. That's why I raised my black banner. I am no revolutionary. My aim is not to reset the cycle of violence, but to break it. My aim is an evolved society, invisible to the crown. Not a new hierarchy, but decentralized networks with no central figure for the crown to target. If you want your servile life, keep it. But we will not submit to the crown's agenda. And when you are ready to stop being its beast of burden, ready for adventure and opportunity, join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
You
haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free, take control of the airwaves, and bring up whatever you want to discuss. Our number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live brought to you by Smart Cash. It's a peer-to-peer digital currency. It's fast, secure, and easy to use. And Smart Cash is building a foundation that can support daily transactions for people everywhere. Now, it's one of the newer cryptocurrencies on the scene. So, you know, like a lot of cryptos, it's effective at being a cryptocurrency. And like I said, it's fast, it's secure, and all that. But what is it that Smart Cash does that's unique? Well, they've got their Smart Hive governance model, which allows anyone who has Smart to participate. And Smart, by the way, you know what? I got to get a price update on this stuff because it's been a while. I've been saying that it's been less than 2 cents, and I'm pretty sure it is still less than 2 cents a piece. But honestly, it's been a couple weeks since I've checked the price, so I'm just going to do that here. It's on CoinMarketCap.com. And it's actually well below 2 cents. It's now getting down towards 1 cent. So it's just above 1 cent per smart, which means that to get 1,000 smart, it's going to cost you just over $10 at this point. Now, as I said, if you got one smart, you got one vote, which means if you have 1,000 smart, you have 1,000 votes. You can participate in their governance system by just having a little bit of smart. And it's not hard to get a lot of smart if that's what you want to do. Go to smartcash.cc and you can learn more about it there. Plus, you'll learn about smart rewards. For those of you who are holding 1,000 smart, which, as I said, right now is going to cost you just over $10. If you got 1,000 smart and you hold on to it and you don't spend out of that wallet, meaning you just use it as a savings wallet, and you hold on to that 1,000 smart for at least a month's time. It's going to be the right time frame, though, because I started it like the very end of November, but I just missed the Smart Cash Smart Rewards payout, so I had to hold it for more than a month. But either way, if you hold it for the right month period of time and you don't make outgoing transactions and you control the keys, you will get Smart Rewards monthly. So as long as you don't spend from the wallet and you just keep holding, you'll keep getting the Smart Rewards added in. You can add into the wallet. You just can't spend out of it if you want the smart rewards. If you spend out of it in that month's time, you don't get smart rewards for that month period, but then you could get it for the next month if you kept holding from that point. So Go to smartcash.cc. You can learn more about it. It's a pretty cool crypto, and I like it. I have some. And I bought some, by the way, before they became a sponsor. Just want to clarify that. Smartcash.cc. All right, so we continue here the story about magazines. And, Vincent, you are former news editor at the local college newspaper here in town, at Keene State College. The Equinox is what it's called. And you've been working at the Equinox for all 3 years that you've been in college so far?
No. I was writing regularly the spring semester of 2018, and then I became the news editor for one semester, which was last semester.
Last semester. Okay, so almost a year.
Yes.
Almost a year. And you decided this week you'd had enough.
Yeah, it there's many reasons why I decided to leave, but the reason numero uno was it wasn't what I wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, I mean,
like when you get out of college.
No, I'm not getting into print out of college. I agreed to a leadership role, to, or at least trying out for a leadership role, because it was something good on the resume, and
sure,
it would give me some print experience. I got a lot of great front pages that I produced and
designed
and made, and so I mean, I have like two dozen or, you know, a dozen or so papers. You know, how many more do I need, right? It doesn't matter. I have the experience. I know what to do. If I wanted to go and get a job at, like, a newspaper like Keene Sentinel or Valley News, I feel like, you know, just at a starting position, I have enough for it. And, you know, radio...
But that's the problem. Getting a job in print, I mean, luck. It's not to say they don't exist, but they basically don't exist. I mean, it is hard as hell. It's hard in radio, too. I mean, these are industries that are old media. They've been consolidated. And it's harder and harder to get work in these businesses.
But my one saving grace, or at least the one thing that gives me hope, is that since not too many people my age, when I talk to people in my department what they want to do, they say, oh, I want to work for National Geographic, I want to work for CNN, New York Times, or something. I've never heard anyone say they want to work for the local station, or they want to do, you know, work for the local newspaper. So I figure if I go and I apply for a job,
I'm sorry to interrupt. That's like, you know, the people who play sports who want to get into the pro leagues. Like, sorry, odds are you're never going to make it to the New York Giants.
I'm glad you brought that up. A lot of them are sports, too. A lot of the people in the department are there for sports journalism, too, which for me is, it's a whole other, it's like, I'm on Venus, they're on Mars. So it's a whole different thing. So that's a market I don't have to worry about. I figure if, let's say, I want to live up north in, like, Coos County. If I go up somewhere in Coos County and there's, like, a newspaper, radio station, I'll say, look, you know, I want to work here. I plan on settling here. If they have a young person with the resume that I have, you know, I'm not bragging, but come up there saying that I want a full-time position, I imagine it would be some, I would have at least something in my favor,
if
right?
If there was a position available, you would be qualified for it, but that's the big if, is if there's a position available. If somebody leaves, they might just decide to not have that position anymore and try to consolidate the staff and say, oh, well, here are our existing writers, you're just going to have extra work to do now.
Well, there will always be slots, right? There's always going to be slots. They're always going to need on-air talent, or there's always going to be need to have someone.
There's plenty of radio stations that are local, I'm putting quotes around that, but don't have any local talent whatsoever. They have a program director who does every single task. He does all the production work. He does the programming of the station, but he's not even on the air. It's just wall-to-wall syndicated programming. Now, I don't think that's a successful way to run a radio station. I think those stations generally will go under, because I think you have to have some local content in order to have people care about what it is that you're offering. But that's another story.
I mean, I'm not trying to imply that it's going to be easy or it's going to be a cakewalk. I'm just saying that I do have some hope,
is
for anyone who's listened to my show, you know, that's something I don't say too often, that I hope for anything.
It's nice to hear that. So here's a story from Bloomberg. When Apple Incorporated introduced the iPad 8 years ago, media executives rejoiced. At the time, the head of a German publisher, Axel Springer, said about the tablet in 2010, quote, sit down once a day and pray to thank Steve Jobs that he is saving the publishing industry. But the idea of paging through a magazine on an iPad never really caught on. Newspapers and magazines have continued to struggle. Subscriptions have dwindled for many publications, and ad revenue has shifted to the likes of Google and Facebook. Against that backdrop, Apple's back with another idea that it says will help rescue the industry, and it's getting a much cooler reception. The tech giant is preparing to relaunch Texture, an app that it agreed to buy in March that offers unlimited access to about 200 magazines. The company plans to make it a premium product within Apple News, which curates articles and comes pre-installed on iPhones, according to people familiar with the matter. A new version could be unveiled as soon as this coming spring, said the people who asked not to be identified, because those plans aren't public. Apple's trying to woo newspapers like the Wall Street Journal and New York Times to join Texture, and plans to refine its design, which currently creates an image of what magazines look like in print, said the people. The new approach is expected to look more like typical online news articles. Apple, based in California, declined to comment. And I want to get into more of this story, but did the Equinox, the paper that you worked for, did it have a PDF version online as well?
Yeah, you know, I heard people talk about it. I've never actually looked for it. I think they might.
I think that they do, too, because I feel like I have actually looked for it in the past. But I think it's interesting that you worked for the paper and that you have no idea.
Well, we had someone in charge of online stuff, so that was
not your department. Some changes have already been revealed. Over the summer, Apple switched to a single price for the service instead of its former two-tier plan that charged $5 more for weeklies like the New Yorker. The Texture robot will test whether the all-you-can-eat subscription model popularized by Netflix and Spotify can work for news. While startups such as Magster and Zinio already sell unlimited access to magazines for just under $10 a month, Apple is working on a higher-profile endeavor. After all, it'll be promoted on some of the world's most valuable real estate, the screens of more than 1.3 billion devices. Now, I want to add in here that there was a time in the past on Free Talk Live that we actually had one of these sort of all-you-can-eat magazine subscription digital service things on as an advertiser of ours. And you know what? I don't even remember what they were called. I have no idea what the name of that service was called. And, you know, I tested it out, and it just didn't do it. I mean, like, if you're really into magazines, maybe it would be cool to be able to have a magazine in front of you without actually having the magazine in front of you. You're looking at, like, a digital version of the magazine. I mean, you as a news guy, as a print news guy previously, until this week, I mean, how does that strike you? Does that idea strike you?
Well, that people would...
Would you be interested in getting your news that way? In essentially a faux newspaper paper format, where you're looking at a digital representation of the paper, a PDF, basically, of it.
I mean, I never really consume newspapers. I would always just go on, like, say, whatever news website and see what the headlines are.
You look
are.
At the articles.
Yeah, yeah.
You pull up an article on the news website. This would be the actual page layout that you guys would create for the paper in digital form.
I don't know. I can't really say.
There's more coming up here in moments. You can share your thoughts. We'll tell you about what Apple has planned. You can bring up anything on Free Talk Live.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.